USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's planning on signing executive actions that are being drafted at the White House to address expired unemployment insurance and suspend payroll taxes as congressional negotiations for coronavirus aid continue to drag on. President Trump spending part of his Thursday at a Whirlpool factory in Ohio.
For eight long years under Obama-Biden administration, American factory workers received nothing but broken promises and brazen sellouts and lost jobs.
Americans can travel abroad once again. The State Department lifting their travel advisory warning that Americans should stay home during the pandemic. The highest level advisory was issued on March 19th, causing more than 100,000 U.S. citizens to rush back to their homes from overseas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So you guys just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Secretary of Defense is speaking out after an explosion in Beirut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since.
The Attorney General of New York is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association for what they allege is self-dealings and illegal conduct. The lawsuit alleges the NRA failed to manage their funds properly and follow numerous state and federal laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As Hollywood looks to get back on its feet, many movie executives are wondering what some of the administration's tough talk regarding China will do to their relationship with China. Studios have been looking for a greater box office share in China, which right now sits at around 25%, compared to about 50% as it is in other nations. What many people don't know, though, is some of the demands that the Chinese Communist Party puts on these movie makers to get a movie into China so it can be seen in that market. I had a chance to catch up with Chris Fenton. He's an entertainment industry veteran and author of the book Feeding the Dragon. He shares some of the hoops movies have to go through to be played in China.
Where I have the big problem is when they're giving us cross-border censorship mandates, which involve us censoring content for the rest of the world to see because they want a particular narrative taken by that content and given to audiences around the world. In the Ted Cruz example, they've asked Paramount to remove the Taiwanese flag from Tom Cruise's jacket in the new Top Gun movie, not just for their market, but for all markets around the world. That, I say, has to end, and we need the leverage of the country to back Paramount and back the filmmakers and say no to that and make sure that they're not retaliated against inside China.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Dr. Red, chiropractic physician with Red River Health and Wellness. Are you suffering with fatigue, brain fog, headaches, intestinal issues, weight gain, and you haven't been able to find any answers?
I've constantly been fighting with my weight and thyroid issues for more than 25 years, and none of the doctors in 25 years have ever been able to explain to me what Hashimoto's is, what it means to me, and how to manage it.
Red River Health and Wellness can help you.
Today, my life is like, the minute I get out of bed, I hit the ground running. I'm ready to go. I want to see what today is going to bring, what adventures I'm going to have without pain and with all the energy to do everything that I want to do.
Our goal is to teach you and educate you so you know how to manage your condition a lot more effectively and you know what to do and what not to do for the rest of your life. With our satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Call Red River at 855-55-RIVER to schedule an in-depth consultation absolutely free. All appointments can be done remotely by FaceTime, Skype, or phone.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution anymore? What if you could love your country, but hate what the government has done to it?
Amen to that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you on a Thursday special edition of the show because I've got Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney, with me. And in studio, how are you?
In studio.
Oh, I love it.
And we got a bonus because we got J.C. Hall.
I know.
Who
I'm excited.
Is Renaissance man extraordinaire.
Yes.
The expert on everything else.
I love it. We love him. And he's MacGyvering something right now. He'll be joining us in a moment. And I really, really appreciate you coming in. In fact, you can get Chris Ann Hall to your city. Do it. Because I am going to promise you that this will be an exciting thing for your community to be able to understand and learn about the Constitution. Let me just say some of the comments I'm getting back right now.
Oh, please do tell me. Yes. We've been, and I'll share some that people have told me. Mm-hmm. I mean, just brought me to tears.
Right.
Kate. Absolutely
right.
Brought me to tears.
Okay. Because what I'm hearing is, oh my gosh, it was mind blowing. I wish I could go home and then relay the entire thing to somebody. That's what I wish I could do, but I can't because my mind is blown. You know, we don't understand the true principles behind the Constitution. And what amazes me is you've been coming on my show for like 4 years, 3 or 4 years now.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I'm still learning everything. I'm still learning from you. I'm still understanding everything. And
well, Kate, you know, I've been doing this now for, you know, we're in our 11th year and I'm still learning.
Wow.
I'm still learning. I mean, you're talking
like putting
about
things together and connecting dots. And
absolutely. I mean, you're talking about what I teach, 1,000 years of history.
Wow.
Right? And you're also talking about, within that history, details. And as our future reveals itself, more and more of these details become more and more relevant. So the things that I was talking about, perhaps, I don't know, 4 years ago? Are better now and different.
Right.
So I go back and I read the same documents that I read 4 years ago, and I find even more information, even more education than I saw it before. It's kind of like reading your Bible.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Bible doesn't change. The Bible hasn't changed.
Right.
Okay. And history doesn't change either.
Right.
Because that's the problem that we have with history, right? You got philosophers and psychologists now writing history books, which is not history. It's psychology and philosophy.
It's like
right?
opinion people writing the news.
Yeah. And so
he just, JC just MacGyvered. They're going to be filming their live show from our live show. And
at the top of the next hour.
So cool. So cool. Anyway, I love this. So when we're learning about it, so like you
so when you read the Bible,
Bible
yeah, yeah, you read the
you're
Bible
get different
and
stuff out of it.
you read the same passage over and over again, and all of a sudden, boom, something actually means something different, and it actually comes in, and it's crazy.
Right.
The same thing happens with history. Because one of the premises that I teach, and what Alexander Hamilton would call an oracle of truth, right?
Okay.
So Hamilton said, experience is the oracle of truth, and where its responses are unequivocal, they ought to be held to be sacred and conclusive.
Okay.
And human nature never changes. So you're always seeing experiences over and over again. And what I see, Kate, is just amazing that these experiences, these truths, become more and more relevant every day as we become closer and closer to the point of having totalitarian kings.
Yeah. Okay.
I said something today that somebody came to me and said, this is, I love this quote. I said, the price of liberty only increases the longer we tolerate its violation.
Wow.
And that's what we're seeing. I mean, our founders said life, fortune, and sacred honor. And today, here in St. George, Washington, Utah, I mean, you guys are all like the same thing. How does this work?
Yeah.
Is it all the same place, St.
Yes.
George and Washington?
It's kind of like anywhere you go. I mean, anything, it's all interconnected. Well, you know now, I mean, with Agenda 21, everything's connected.
Yeah.
So it's all five counties or this grouping or region. Or.
So anyway, we were in Washington / St. George, and I taught about the Forgotten Founders. And it was, I love this class. I mean, if there
What do you love about it? What strikes you? What point during the presentation are you dying to get to?
I'm dying to start it.
Yeah?
I love these people, Kate. You know, people love talking about their grandchildren. They get all starry-eyed. I get starry-eyed talking about these people because I love them that much. I understand what they did. I understand why they did it. And I understand the price they paid. And we went through... Go ahead, JC.
Oh, I was going to say that I think with this presentation is because it's very inspirational, but it's also pointed, meaning it is so relevant today and becoming more and more relevant because that particular presentation, you know, you're talking about the founding mothers and you're talking about minority, you know, black founders. And so it's directly counter to the propaganda that's being used to control and divide people. So I think that's just the power of it and she just sort of, you can see her chomping at the bit every time. Like, let's get this thing started because this is like a grenade. It's like a history grenade. And she's like, let's just pull this pin.
I want you to share some of it with us because I want people to walk away from listening today feeling inspired, a little bit hopeful, and profoundly educated on this because I just did a video on Facebook and the video was all about the fact that we were the country that absolutely 100% took slavery from civilizations, and it took us about only 80 years to end that through freedom of religion. And it was the freedom of religion where the pastors and preachers were writing constantly as editorials in the newspaper to get the word out that, hey, God doesn't like slavery, let's change this, let's not do this. And that's actually about 80 years worth of that. And people thought, because it didn't happen overnight from the Declaration of Independence, it was a mindset and it took time to get there. But my gosh, it only took 80 years living in this free country.
80 years compared to the thousands of years that history, that slavery
of all kinds to all people
had been just a foregone conclusion, just something accepted. And every culture, every country, every race, everywhere in the world, for millennia.
Yes, yes.
And somehow today, America's the bad guy who threw it out the door.
We should be the ones that are like... It took England 100 years longer than us.
Yeah.
100 years longer than us.
You're right.
And we're talking about what we consider the free Western world, right?
Yeah.
They were 100 years behind us. And I would tell you that our founders would say, if we hadn't started, they would have never got there.
Amen. So what does this do for the perspective whenever you hear Black Lives Matters try to tell you that we were a racist nation and that we invented it somehow? This turns it on its head.
Well, and
right?
this is why the Forgotten Founders class is so dear to me, because it inspires me, but it angers me at the same time.
Mm.
I mean, I told them this morning, I said, I can't explain to you how this makes me feel. I get goosebumps and I weep at the same time. Goosebumps at the idea of how much these people loved us.
Right.
because it wasn't for them. They said if there's, our founders repeated certain strings and phrases, and one of the strings and phrases that they repeated over and over again was what they were doing was, quote, for ages and millions yet unborn,
wow,
end quote. They knew that what they were doing was eternal. Well, see, now you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then when you go through the list of the people and you see who they are and you see how we've been denied, not only just history, we've been denied examples of leadership. We've been denied examples of heroism. We've been denied true role models, not LeBron James, not, you know, not Margaret Sanger, but real people with real values, with real courage, with real virtue, who did what they did, not for a dollar sign and not for the extermination of a race, but did what they did because they loved God and they loved their neighbor. It's just amazing. You had mentioned about the preachers. One of the men that we talk about, because JC has a class called More Than Victims, America's Hidden Black History, where he like focuses on that, of all the people, the free black people in America before the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, right. Because we had about 30 million people at the height of slavery. Only 375,000 families even had slaves at that time. They were in the South.
Oh, according to the census, only less than 2% of the population.
Yeah.
Less than 2%. Yeah. According to the census before the Civil War, less than 2%. So one of the men that we talk about, JC talks about him, I talk about him, his name's Lemuel Haynes. Lemuel Haynes was the first American officially ordained as a minister. He lived from 1753 to 1833.
First American of African descent.
First American of African descent, okay? First American of African descent in the American colonies, ordained as a minister. He authored a book. Because first off, they would tell you he doesn't exist, right?
Right.
Because no person of African descent was ever free before,
1863.
Even though a majority in our
Lincoln
country were.
lowered his scepter, right?
Yes.
And the federal government decided that everybody should be free while they were still putting people in prison, right?
Right.
Okay. So he authored a book called Liberty Further Extended, citing Acts 17:26 in the Bible to argue that the principles of liberty applied to all races. He was a member of the Minutemen in Boston. He was assigned to Ethan Allen's famed Green Mountain Boys.
Which, by the way, that's a fascinating little bit there, because as I was researching these guys for my presentation, which solely focuses on patriots of color, I guess you'd say these days.
I don't even know if you can say that these days.
You go to the Wikipedia page of the history of Ethan Allen's Green Mountain Boys, which a lot of people learn about, Green Mountain Boys, like
they're
special forces.
They're like the Delta Force of our revolution. No, seriously, they're the Delta Force of our Revolutionary War.
So what's interesting, and there were about 8 or 9 members of the Green Mountain Boys who were black, who were African, free Africans or former African-American slaves. And you go on the Wikipedia page and there's a section called Notable Members of the Green Mountain Boys. None of them are there.
Really?
Now, none of these people of African descent are on that page at all.
So you would think
and Lemuel Haynes is not the only one. Right?
Notable.
The section is titled Notable.
Yeah, they should have said unnotable.
Don't you think it'd be pretty notable that
to include their names?
9 African-Americans were part of the Green Mountain Boys?
Yes. Yes. Turning history on its head. Chris Ann Hall in studio. Special edition of the show today. JC Hall here. Amazing. These two patriots. Glad to have them in studio. I'll be right back. ChrisAnnHall.com. Liberty University. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I was a fighter in the 70s. And when the 2000s hit, I had my shoulder operated on, and I'm thinking, okay, here it comes. And I heard the commercials. I thought, well, I might as well try this. I had retired from teaching karate in the late 90s. And right now I'm teaching again every week since I've been taking Balance of Nature. I'm back at it. And I'm actually sparring with these kids. I'll be 65 in June. It's almost like your body's been starving for this. And you start feeding it, and then everything starts reversing itself. It's just a great thing. I'll keep being one of your preachers of this because it just works. And I can't thank Balance of Nature enough.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code CANYON.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, I have great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically shown to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I struggled with ED for years. I started treatments recently, and not only am I astonished, but my significant other is thrilled with the results. Thank you for giving me my life back.
If you're struggling with ED and sick of the pills, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free. Additionally, come in and take our treatments and we'll give you a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. That's a $300 value free, but you must call now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 435-922-7000.
Hi, this is Bailey, the manager at Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool. It's going to be a hot summer here in St. George, and we want you to soak up the summer, cool off, relax, and refresh. And here's how we're gonna do it. We're celebrating because we just heard for the second year in a row, Absolute Comfort has won Best of Southern Utah. And we're so excited, we're giving you a huge deal on all spas and swim spas, up to $1,000 off. Plus, you'll get all the accessories for free. Thank you so much, St. George, for voting us Best of Southern Utah 2 years running. Visit AbsoluteComfortUtah.com. See store for details.
It's time for the Washington County Fair today through Saturday. The Washington County Fair is committed to creating a fun and safe event for you and your family. Increased hand washing stations and hand sanitizers throughout Legacy Park, dedicated senior hours, and one-way entrances and exits. Plus, all the fun you know and love at the Washington County Fair, including barrel racing, nightly live entertainment, daily contests, and the Demolition Derby on Saturday night. Get your tickets and a complete schedule at washcofair.net.
Tired of cooking for yourself or eating fast food? Catering Concepts is open and ready for curbside pickup. We have amazing homemade meals that are available for you and your family. The freshest quality ingredients prepared for you. Pick up hot and ready or take and bake. Always fresh, never frozen. Call us today for menus or more information. 435-574-0059. 24-hour notice for all orders is appreciated. Visit our website at cateringconcepts.com. Catering Concepts, when it just has to be perfect. 435-574-0059.
There are a lot of places that claim to offer affordable funeral services, but there's only one place in Southern Utah that truly delivers. Candlelight Affordable Funeral Services. With cremation starting at $7.95 and traditional funerals starting at $4,395, no one can beat the price.
Hi, this is Brian at Candlelight Affordable Funeral Services in Cedar City, Utah. Call me today and see that there is a difference. 435-586-3456. Or find us online at affordablefuneralservices.com. And look for the candle.
Live a healthier life by tuning in Thursday at 5 p.m. to the Revolutionizing Medicine Show. This is a new show featuring Dr. Kobe Taylor. Dr. Kobe is an unconventional pharmacist that will explore cutting-edge medical treatments, help you navigate the healthcare system, and get you optimal health. Dr. Kobe will inform you about CBD oils, compounding medicine, and the latest and greatest medications to keep you healthy and happy. Dr. Kobe will also be taking your questions and concerns. So listen Thursday evenings from 5 to 5:30.
Hope Rising Detox and Rehab is the newest substance abuse detox center in Southern Utah. Detox from substances can be physically, mentally, and emotionally painful. The trained doctors, therapists, and 24/7 staff at Hope Rising help minimize these painful side effects in a safe, supportive environment. Unlike most detox options, which are conducted in an institution or medical facility, Hope Rising offers a home-centered, family environment. Hope Rising makes your recovery as comfortable as possible. Ready to talk? Then call them now. 435-632-3335 or go to HopeRisingDetox.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Surrounds you. not a star.
It's amazing. Chris Ann Hall, JC Hall in studio with me. I love it. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Do you know what's crazy? You know what that movie came from, right? It's a soundtrack mm-hmm. from a movie.
Yeah.
But it's the early version of environmentalist propaganda.
You're right. It was right. Wasn't it around the Indian with the tears walking around the lake in the 70s? Wasn't it around that time?
Yeah, it was about that. It's the exact same time. Don't litter kind of thing. Yes. And it was about
we're ruining all of our
people
lakes.
Who raised lion cubs.
Right,
and
right.
They should be free and not shackled by human contact. And yeah. So the Born Free song was really environmentalist propaganda.
Or at least used for that.
Used for that. Yeah. Right, right.
Not sure if it was written for that.
Right.
That's some of my favorite.
What are you flashing at us?
Frank Sinatra, Rat Pack stuff. Man, I could listen to that all day.
I know. Me too. I love it. Absolutely. All right. So we're going to talk just a little bit about this presentation because I think this is so vital for people to know. Like this is vital stuff right here.
Yeah.
When we're talking about our whole perception of America, because it has been so...
distorted.
Yeah. Distorted and lied about and twisted and turned. And so when you're giving this presentation, and you're building up to some of these moments, when you're talking about these people that nobody has ever even heard of, I'm sure that they're just, I think they feel the same way I do. When you get goosebumps, when you feel, when you feel this, it's because it's truth. Right?
Yeah.
It's a God thing,
it's
too.
Powerful.
And it is powerful. And that's why I think when people walk away from Black Lives Matters, what do they feel? Anger and violence?
And
what do you feel when you're learning about the founders' true history? You learn about, you're feeling that spiritual kind of feeling of truth, and you can tell the difference. Absolutely.
And virtue.
You know, I think,
yes.
And you mentioned this, the Black Lives message, for lack of a better phrase, it's an anti-message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's different. This is a pro message. I was talking to a guy today. He was talking about where he's at, kind of countering the left narrative of different people in his organization. And I said, you know, they lay their own trap. I said, you can use this information because they lay their own trap.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's right there for you.
Right.
And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, on the surface, they say they want to celebrate women. They want to celebrate Black history.
Right.
Everything, all of this is Black history. It's the history of the founding mothers, the history of minorities and the foundation of America. And it's celebratory. Unlike their message, which is not. It comes from a spirit of retribution, a spirit of revenge and payback.
And vindictive, and I'm a victim.
The anti-message.
This
is a pro-message. It celebrates. There's nothing... Right. This is no attack on anyone, and I think that's the other thing. When you come away, like it doesn't feel nasty and mean, and this is just really actually broadens the history of what we think we know. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this class of people were part of our history, or this class of people, and then the history is so compelling, it's so inspirational.
Yeah.
When you think about like the Black Patriots, for instance, who clearly it's not a denial of slave history. Mm-hmm. Slavery was there.
Right.
But that makes it even more compelling to think in the context, in that time where slavery exists and it's around them, it's in America.
Sure.
Yet look at these unbelievable heights that these people reached.
Mm-hmm.
And as Chris Ann said, mostly on our behalf, not just on their behalf, but it's the foundation they were laying. And that's why I think these are so powerful because the women and minorities, people of color, have been told that they have no part in America's foundation. They have no part in America's history. And and that's just a lie.
And that's really one of the parts that I love about this, because I love them, but, and that is true. And in every sense of the word, metaphorically and really, but I love giving the bits of evidence of the lies. Because, you know, we were talking earlier, your mayor's issued this proclamation and you took you 3 seconds to find out that 99% of what they proclaimed was actually not true.
Right.
So you're dealing now with a narrative that says America was founded by a bunch of rich, elite, white slave owners who wanted to throw off their government so they could consolidate power to themselves and continue to enslave people. Yeah. Right? So that's America.
Amen.
And I love giving these people's little mini biographies that completely turn everything on their head. For example.
Yeah, so that's probably the only anti part of it. Right. It's anti-lie.
Yeah, yeah, it's anti-lie. Yeah. Well, that's what truth is, you know.
Yeah.
Truth is light and anti, if you want to call light anti-darkness.
Well, that feeling, that feeling, those chills, that feeling, you know truth and you can't unknow it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why when Black Lives Matters and that whole feeling of anger and rage and victimhood and everything else, it just doesn't match up with truth. You will know when you're hearing truth.
Well, it's such a con job, the Black Lives Matter thing, because, you know, there's Black Lives Matter, the slogan, okay,
right,
which we all agree with.
Right.
Everybody, if you're not some Aryan, you know, Nazi KKK member, everybody believes Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
But what the common man on the street doesn't understand, there's Black Lives Matters, the organization.
Yes,
which
the
has
political.
Really nothing to do with the meaning of the phrase.
And everything to do with more capitalism in that. So
James Fortin.
Mm-hmm.
Turns every lie right on its head.
Okay.
Old, rich, white guy.
Okay.
James Fortin was 14 years old when he went to battle for our liberty. And he was, James Fortin was the grandson of slaves, but his parents were born free. He was born free. James Fortin was 14 years old as a free young black man standing in the streets of Philadelphia who heard the Declaration read publicly for the first time. Ever stood there and witnessed that. I can't even imagine. He was so inspired that he joined the American Navy to fight for liberty. And he joined Royal Lewis was the ship, and the captain was Stephen Decatur. And they were actually captured by the British Navy. And he was taken prisoner and put into a prison hold. Well, the captain said, "I like you, son. Let me take you back to England with me. You will live in a palace. You will have wealth and comfort like you will ever never know. Now, don't be mistaken. You're coming to be a servant to my son. But you will have more comfort and provision as a slave in my home than you will as a freeman in America."
Wow.
And history says he was in a prison hold, which is not like the county jail.
Right.
Right? You're talking about disease, pestilence, rats, no food, no water, you die. Okay? A ship prison hold is a death sentence. And he said, "No, I'll stay here." Here's a quote from history of James Fortin. "A 14-year-old, young black man. I have been taken prisoner for the liberties of my country, and I never will prove a traitor to her interest." And I tell you, we tell people today, "You don't want to wear a mask. Don't wear a mask." Well, what if they give me a ticket? So what if they give you a ticket? "I don't want to shut down my business." So don't shut down your business. Well, what if they give me a fine? What if they give you a fine? Well, what if they put you in jail? Well, what if they put you in jail? The bottom line is, what does your right, not just your business, what does your right to property mean to you? What does your right to bodily autonomy mean to you? What does your right, your children's right to have property and control their property, be free from governors who act like monarchs instead of governors? What is the value of that to you? Because I want you to stand before James Fortin one day in heaven and say, "You know, thanks for what you did, but I couldn't go to jail for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you're
right.
Women watching their homes burned to the ground. Let me read to you a portion of a letter from Elizabeth Adams to Samuel Adams. Now, Elizabeth Adams is Samuel Adams' wife, who was probably one of the most neglected founding mothers, because Sam was never home. He was just absolutely, absolutely dedicated.
100% troublemaker.
100%. She writes a letter to Sam and says, "I beg you would not give yourself any pain on our being so near the camp. The place I'm in is so situated that if the regulars should ever take Prospect Hill, which God forbid, I should be able to make an escape, as I'm within a few stones casts of a back road which leads to the most retired part of Newton." Now, she wanted so desperately to get this letter to Sam, she actually made her own paper and a pair of scissors to send it, because the provisions were so low. When was the last time we went to bed with an escape route? Not because of some natural disaster, but because we knew. Not believed or had some conspiracy or thought it'd be possible, but knew that any minute your own government would break through the doors and take you and your children. They were, okay, so they took the women into prison. They violated them. They tortured them. They murdered them. They murdered our children. Mm-hmm. They burned our homes to the ground. Stand there to Elizabeth Adams and tell her, you know, I didn't feel like I wanted to pay that $50 fine.
Yeah. I don't want to go through the trouble of taking something to court. I don't want to, you know, have to do anything.
And ask yourself, where the heck would we be today if they believed the way we believe today? We are so addicted to comfort that we're willing to sell eternal gifts for it. Now, you might hear me say, well, Chris Ann, she's not nice. This is not about niceties. This is not about making some snowflake not melt in the corner. This is about truth and just simply asking you, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Because if it's not worth it, fine. That's who you are. I'm not here to change who you are. But just be honest about it. Just be honest about what's important to you.
Right.
And leave us alone when we're going to fight for it.
Amen. That's all I have to say. Just a bunch of amens. And I so appreciate that because you know what? It's powerful. We are addicted to comfort. And the idea of going in and taking it to court, taking it all the way. We need people in each state to take it all the way.
Well, and then kicking the boards down off the door and going back in your gym and opening up for business.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. And here's the thing. Oh, well, you know, I get lawyers all the time. Chrisanne, because we're actually, I'm actually involved in two lawsuits in the state of Florida suing two counties over these monarchical mask dictates, right?
Right.
And I have lawyers, Chrisanne, I don't know why you're doing this. You can't win. I'm not in this to win. Because of your definition of win.
Right.
Although that would be gravy.
Yeah. I mean, it's gravy. Yeah. I'm in it to win, obviously, right? I'm expecting to win. I'm praying to win. But what we have to understand is, what is the definition of win? I believe no matter what happens with the judge in the courtroom, we win.
Yeah. Right.
Because what is the definition of win? If you think the definition of win is the judge going, oh, my bad, you guys are right, bad, bad, bad county, you know, you're right. That's not the definition of win. Because if that's the definition of win, one of my favorite founders, James Otis Jr., is probably one of the largest losers on the planet. And he's not the biggest. He is the biggest winner.
Chrisanne Hall and J.C. Hall. Stay with us. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show live today, live all over the place. And we'll be right back.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, I have great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically shown to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I struggled with ED for years. I started treatments recently, and not only am I astonished, but my significant other is thrilled with the results. Thank you for giving me my life back.
If you're struggling with ED and sick of the pills, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free. Additionally, come in and take our treatments and we'll give you a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. That's a $300 value free, but you must call now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 435-922-7000.
How you been sleeping? Good, I hope. If you'd like to sleep better, I can get you there. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Whether you want to refresh or upgrade your mattress, the sleep consultants at Best Mattress can match you with the right mattress for the way you sleep. We have safety first home or curbside delivery of the brands you know and trust. Serta, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. Easy financing, too. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Amazon, Google, Great things can come out of a garage, and over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only, and let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
Perfection Lawn Care understands what it takes to keep your St. George yard looking hand-cut and green all summer long. Take your weekends back and let our team with 30 years of experience make over your yard today. Your perfect yard is just a quick call away. Visit PerfectionLandscapingServices.com or call 435-512-4694. Immediate appointments are available.
Hey guys, Josh here at Red Rock Auto Sales, and I want to tell you about a very unique opportunity in the market right now. Our automobile lenders need to buy loans. With everything going on in the market, they need to book car loans. And because of this, we're seeing our lenders buy deeper than ever before. With interest rates very low and lenders being aggressive, this may give you a special opportunity to purchase that car that you haven't been able to in the past. Come see us at 960 South Bluff Street or online at redrockautosales.com to get your loan pre-approved.
Since Mom passed away, we've been Dad's full-time caregiver. Dad has really had some challenging health issues, and being his caregiver has been hard on all of us emotionally, including Dad. We love our dad and want what's best for him, but we just can't be with him 24 hours a day. Thank goodness we found Steve and Rescue Alert of Dixie, a St. George local company with a response center based right here in St. George, a company that's here for seniors or anyone with health issues at a push of a button. This is a caregiver's dream. Rescue Alert of Dixie has given us the peace of mind knowing our dad will get the help he needs immediately, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the cost starts at less than a dollar a day. This is senior living at its finest, with the protection our dad needs.
Pricing starts as low as $21.95 a month with no contract. Rescue Alert of Dixie, protecting seniors with a push of a button. Call 435-986-1735 or rescuealertdixie.com.
If you or a loved one has taken Zantac for a prolonged period and has suffered from or is currently suffering from certain types of cancer, please contact the law firm of Swenson & Shelley right now. On April 1st, 2020, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that it was requesting that manufacturers withdraw all Zantac and generic Zantac over-the-counter drugs from the market. It has been determined that an ingredient in some Zantac-type medications is linked to cancer. You may be entitled to a significant cash settlement. To find out if you have a case, contact the law firm of Swenson & Shelley. If you or a loved one has taken Zantac for a prolonged period and has suffered from or is currently suffering from certain types of cancer, please contact the law firm of Swenson & Shelley right now at swensonandshelley.com. That's swensonandshelley.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly
Show.
When
it shakes, when no and you need to hear the truth. Let it break. Let it help you lay down what you held on. Let it break. Let it help you lay down.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So glad to be here with all of you. And we're live right now on the radio. So I wanted to Facebook Live this too. And Chris Ann Hall will be filming her show too. We got a lot of action today.
Lord willing. And the evil spirits don't jump on us. I rebuke them at the moment. In the name of Jesus, you will not come in this room.
You know what? Because we need to hear this
in
as a nation.
In the name of Jesus.
We need some truth. We're so truth starved that I don't know what else to do other than do what we're doing every day and try to make some sense of all this nonsense that's going on.
I wanted to count, and I don't have the ability right now. Maybe at the top of the hour when we're on the longer break, I'll count.
Okay.
The people, because I wanted to actually give you a number of how many people we address in this presentation. I don't want people thinking that what we're talking about here on the air is the all of them.
Right.
This is just a small fraction of the people. And you asked me, are their favorites? Well, they're all favorites, right? My favorite founding mother, Mercy Otis Warren. We've talked about her on your show before. But I love talking about a woman named Deborah Sampson.
Okay.
Deborah Sampson, let me explain to you who Deborah was. Deborah was a patriot, and she wanted to fight so badly for her country that she disguised herself as a man and went under the name of Robert Shurtleff.
Wow.
So she disguised herself as a man, joined a regiment as Robert Shurtleff. She actually enlisted in what we call in Captain George Webb's Light Infantry Company, which was the 4th Regiment in Massachusetts. She was wounded in battle. She got a musket ball in her leg. Now, she couldn't go to the doctor because she didn't want to be discovered. She wanted to keep fighting. So she took a penknife, dug the musket ball out of her own leg, bandaged her leg, and went back to the battlefield. Now, sometime later, she fell ill, not related to the musket ball incident, but a flu or something, and fell unconscious in the field. So her fellow soldiers, I was in the Army, so I'm this resonates with me in so many ways. The fellow soldiers, her fellow soldiers carried her to the medical facility and demanded that the doctor treat her. Now, nobody knows Deborah. They think she's Robert Shurtleff. And so the soldiers who came in kept going on and on about Robert, how brave he was, how courageous he was. Doc, you've got to heal him. You've got to save him. We will not win without him. He is the life. He's the spirit of this regiment. We need him. We need him. Save him. When the doctor went to treat Deborah, found out that she was a woman, but kept her secret because of the way her fellow soldiers talked about her. And she stayed in that medical hospital. The doctor kept the secret until one day the doctor's daughter professed her love for Robert Shurtleff.
Oh, my gosh.
So Deborah had to come clean.
Right.
I'm not a man.
Right.
You know, I have to come clean.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the
she
Ruth
was not
Bader,
a very fetching lady.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And the feminazis and your local gender studies teacher would expect that the next line in the story was they court-martialed her and hung her for whatever.
Sure.
No. She got a full honorable discharge from George Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only that, Kate, she got the greatest honor from her general that any soldier, even today, could ever get.
The general's
wife made her a dress. And this is the part, one of the parts that always kind of tears me up. The general's wife made her a special dress. And she stood in the general's lawn, in between the general and his wife, as her regiment gave her a pass and review honor parade.
Oh my gosh, I just got the chills.
How does that not, how is it that you would not teach about someone like this in the school? How is it that Americans who are hearing me now, right now, if we were not on the air, we were in a room with a million people, how many people would be able to raise their hand and say, oh, I know that story of Deborah Sampson and Robert Shurtleff?
Yeah, you're right.
In a day when we're supposed to be championing women, in a day when we're supposed to be empowering our daughters to live with courage.
It doesn't fit the feminazi narrative of this last century.
Which speaks to the lie of that narrative.
Yes, same with Black Lives Matters. They sell a lie. They sell victimhood. They sell vengeance. They sell retribution. They sell anger. And they sell that America was the only one, you know, that did this. America being founded on these kinds of people, principles. And when I say people, the extraordinary love for this new country, wanting so badly for freedom of religion and just the desire alone, because we've had it. We haven't been without it. We don't know what it's like.
You know, JC and I teach a class called Slavery and the American Founders that flips the whole narrative on their head. You know, I mean, and I want to be clear, JC and I are not slavery deniers. Okay.
Yeah.
We know that slavery existed. It is a vile, vicious, despicable institution. But when we deny the people who rose above it
and to
did
end it.
So for us,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. It is that is more despicable, I think, right. Denying these people.
Well,
ended
it for civilizations, and that's what's important to understand, is that it had been going on. It was a mindset for civilizations, and so that's why it's so important to understand the drive behind the people doing all of these things that you're talking about. They just had a love so hard.
And when you hear what they wrote and what they said, you know, when they're talking about how do we end slavery in the Constitution, and when they finally drafted all of it together, you know, because slavery was mandated on the American colonies by the British government. It's not something they chose to adopt.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they tried to choose to end it. But as colonies of Great Britain, the government threatened military war against their own colony if they outlawed slavery in the colony. Our independence was absolutely necessary to break free from the bonds of mandated forced slavery on our people. Our Declaration of Independence is an independence for everyone. Everyone. When they wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights," they meant that. And they didn't mean men, right? Mm-hmm. They meant the
mankind.
Mankind, mm-hmm. right?
Right?
So don't let her get our pennies in a wad here. But, you know, this is who we are. This is the America. You ask me, how am I hopeful? Because I know that something better is waiting for us. Every time when I teach the history of the Constitution, every time our founders fought for liberty, because if you know the Constitution, mm-hmm. our battle in 1776 wasn't the only one. It started in 1014.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we fought, we got better at it. We had less government and more liberty. My goodness.
That's
in
a
the
great
last
point.
Battle,
I'm glad you brought that up.
In the last battle, we stopped having kings.
Right. You're right.
You know, we threw off kings. So my hope comes from knowing that these are cycles and we are headed for something better.
Yep. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How do we break this? How do we break what's going on right now?
Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." You have to start. I'm not a one thing gal, right?
Mm-hmm.
One magic pill, one incantation.
Yeah, right.
I'm not
What's the one thing we can
What's
do,
What's the one thing that we can do?
Right.
Whatever you decide to do, whatever, because there's multiple things that we can do. Everything that you do must start with education.
Absolutely.
Proper 100%. Education, not propaganda, because propaganda is a form of education, but we need truth.
Do not be afraid to homeschool and use those Thomas Jefferson educations, the Ron Paul education, the Dr. Duke Pesta, his curriculum. I've read it. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's hard to find. You cannot find it. That's why I'm saying, people, get your kids out. Get your kids out.
What a perfect opportunity to never send your kid back to the meat factory.
And then while they're home, have them look at Liberty University. Have them be instructed by Christina.
Liberty First University.
Liberty First University. I'm sorry. Well, my brain.
And you can graduate and go to Liberty University.
But my gosh, you guys. I mean, we're looking at a situation where we could take the youth of today and we can completely transform them from this little socialists, because, like, you know, as in Rome, you know, come the Romans. And we don't realize, as we send them off all the time, that they're going to adopt all those ideas and the lack of history, the lack of knowledge, the lack of education, because that's what forms our perception. Mm-hmm. And that perception forms our opinions and our ideas. And so it's starting early that they don't get this education. My son was taught in a history class that the colonials did socialism and it worked out great.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
I have no response to that.
Well, in addition, they shared and it was great.
In addition to, you know, the thousands of young people we teach live all over the country.
There were so many this week so far. I mean, goodness, the afternoon class that we had, there were more people under the age of 25 than over them.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had 150 people. We had to have had 150
Hallelujah.
People.
See, I'm in Utah right now. We're in Utah right now. She came to my home city, and this is for you Chicagoans and Missourians and Californians and New Yorkers and all
of
you out
all
there.
We've been all those places.
We've been all those places. Yep. We've been to 49 states.
Jeez,
we're only missing Hawaii.
I called you the Energizer Bunny on Facebook, and I only meant that as the hugest compliment, because I'm telling you, you don't stop, man. You, you are on it, and I love
it's
that.
It's funny
about
because
you.
Everybody yeah. shut down in the beginning of the COVID crisis. My yeah. workload increased.
In.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm on the phone, literally on the phone, 24 hours a day, talking to pastors in other countries. Helping them deal with what their governments are doing.
I mean, went to the White House, even. Yeah. People don't know that. You went to the White House several times
yeah.
to work with them. And when you met with these pastors, I mean, I think the horrific just contemplation that we are in America and our churches are so closed down right now.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this?
When we come back, I'll like get mm-hmm. JC deal with that. When we come back from the break, I want to give another story about another patriot woman that will inspire and make you laugh as well. So I just want to make sure we remember to do that. But the question, JC, was the churches.
No, and not only the ones, you know, voluntary, I can't wrap my brain around it, but all the voluntary closures and mm-hmm. submissions, but then the targeting of the church.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know.
By pastors.
Yeah.
Right. That,
well, in the government in particular is what I was talking about, that we had, you know, only a couple of pastors that I know of at the very beginning of this thing mm-hmm. said, you know, this is about targeting the church, yeah. at least in part, it's yeah. about targeting the church. And they were mocked yeah. at the notion.
Yeah.
Right.
And now you hear that. And when you think of their own numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their own alleged infections of, you know, 150, 160,000 yeah. so-called positive infections, 50,
yeah,
somewhere around 50 have been connected to churches, but yet churches are the ones with the harshest restrictions, you know,
right?
The casinos, like we just saw in Nevada, mm-hmm. casinos can meet and all, whoever can gather.
Yeah. You can go to
but
Walmart.
No, not the churches. You can't gather. Yeah. You can't sing. You can't pray.
This
you
is
can't
why we should
help.
Well, but the whole premise is asinine anyway, because it's like, oh, did they just go to church? Well, these people never left their house and they only went to church.
What if we had church in the shoe section at Walmart?
Right.
Just throwing something out there. I mean, let's get creative. You know what I mean? Because this is the nonsense of today, and that's why
here's a novel idea. Why don't you just grow a pair and have a church in your church house?
There you go. Right. There you go.
Okay, because I don't need to compromise. Yeah. I don't need to move.
Right.
The government needs to move.
Right. And get back to
it's like that Captain America comic book
mm-hmm.
when they tell you to move, say no, I don't move. You move.
Yeah. No, but it's so mind-boggling and frustrating. The illogic that the people accept. I mean, you think about going in the restaurant. You have to wear a mask to come in here until you sit down at the table.
Then you can take it off.
Like what?
I know.
And then they'll
they'll
argue with you at the door.
Right.
And you look around and there's 100 maskless mm-hmm. people sitting at the table. And somehow, those 20 steps from the doorway to the table are the critical thing where you must wear a mask. I mean, how do you wrap your brain around? How did we get that stupid?
And imagine that you're walking to the table. You're not even really talking to anybody. So you're not like sputing out.
I know.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't know.
But it magically goes away.
Yes.
Right?
Magically
just like at the protest, the BLM protest. It magically goes away at the dinner table.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember all those postal workers that were keeling over, and all of the Walmart workers and the Amazon and then the post office workers? They were all keeling over dead. I mean,
well, here's the crazy thing.
Bodies in the streets.
Miami is the hardest hit in Florida with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They have been wearing masks. They have had a mask mandate longer than anyone in the state of Florida. The harshest, strongest mask mandate. Do you know they've not seen one single decrease because of the wearing of masks?
Yet the rest of the state's locked down because of them.
Yep. Oh, I love this. We have another hour and we are going to go strong. Just wait. If you don't get this hour in your local area, make sure that you get it on podcast. And we'll be right back. Chris Ann Hall, JC Hall, join me. ChrisAnnHall.com. Get the Liberty First University education. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner, now at their new location, 237 North Bluff, Southern Utah's number one place to purchase all your home and business printing supplies. St. George Ink and Toner.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, owner of BT Pearson Tire and Service. Is safety on the top of your list? Well, it is on ours. At BT Pearson Tire and Service, when we pull in cars for oil change, brakes, tires, alignments, it doesn't matter what we are looking at on the vehicle, we are taking an extra step at taking a look at everything on your vehicle to make sure that you are safe. Safety on the road is our number one priority here at BT Pearson Tire and Service. So come by 595 North Bluff and our second location, 2275 Santa Clara Drive.
FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.